Alrighty, yeah, I'm going to grab a phone call here. Ron's been very patient on the line, calling from Buckley, listening to 106.3 FM out of Traverse City, Michigan today, there in Wexford County. Ron, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks, Steve. I enjoy your program every day. You come in with a lot of information that you don't get anywhere else, and I'm glad you brought up about this red flag laws and the other ones that they're talking about doing. And anyway, I'm totally against it, and the thing is, you're guilty until proven innocent. You know, anybody can, you know, if this passes, the liberals are going to have a field day because they can come out and say anyone that's conservative and owns guns, you got a problem. So they come and get your guns, and you got to hire an attorney and go before a liberal judge, and you're probably going to lose. So I can see where the liberals are going to really enjoy this. And the other thing is, President Trump's base is gun owners, and there's a lot of gun owners right now that are saying that if he signs these bills, they will not vote for him in the election.
Well, I think that would be foolish. So, I've heard that as well, Ron. The fact of the matter is, though, if they're gun owners and they don't vote for the president, they'll get far worse in return. I appreciate the call. Greatly appreciate you checking in. Thank you for listening. That's the downside of it. Is if red flag laws become, you know, the law of the land, federal law, a lot of gun owners won't like that. 17 states already have it, however. It's not something new, including the very conservative state of Indiana. So expect it. It's coming. And if they decide not to support Donald Trump based on that, then they will get far worse in return as far as what they believe in. All right, shifting gears now. Greatly appreciate that conversation. As we mentioned earlier, The Hunt has been put on ice, at least for now, that movie, in wake of recent events in Texas and Ohio. But a lot of great movies are out there. I know because my next friend came rolling in, smelling of popcorn and butter, as he always does. Ron Van Timmeren here from Celebration. Ron, how are you?
I'm great, Steve. What is up?
I see that there's a movie coming out that I've read the book, thought the book was great. I hope they do justice in the movie.
The Art of Racing in the Rain.
Great book.
Pretty good movie, too. And I don't know if you actually cry when you read a book, but you will cry when you watch this movie.
Oh, you cry when you the first 20 pages just rips you apart of that book.
Well, this the cute dog, the cute guy, the cute girl, and their life and times, and they did a pretty good job. Steve, it's rated PG too, so it's good for all ages. I mean, your little kids won't get it like your older kids, but Kevin Costner as the voice of the Enzo the dog.
You know, in dog years, Ron, I'm 500 years old. Oh, wait, that doesn't make sense. To rethink that.
You're old in any years.
Easy!
But I am too, so that's we've learned, we've read some books, we've seen some movies, we know what we like, and The Art of Racing in the Rain is really a good movie, getting decent reviews. Probably not going to score real big at the box office. That best of the new stuff will probably be Dora and the Lost City of Gold, right? She's all grown up. She's a real-life girl now.
Dora the Explorer is a real life. I want to be a real boy. Of course you do, Pinocchio. Anyhow, so Dora grew up.
That's right. She's 16 years old. She's been living with her family in Peru, but they've sent her to a school in Los Angeles for a while. But things back in Peru are going south, and she's got to go rescue her parents here. So, the Lost City of Gold, the Temple of Doom, the Indiana Jones, Dora, they all kind of confusing. But this is rated PG and tracking to do maybe $20 million this weekend.
Really? You know, I'm telling you, Ron, we're in the wrong end of this business every single time. Anyhow, you know, because I can come up with ideas like that. So that's good.
Yeah,
two PG movies, though.
I'm waiting for it.
Yeah, look at that. Well, there you go. Look at those two PG movies, though. that you're talking about.
And that's cool. And before we talk again next week, there will be another one entering the marketplace next Wednesday, the sequel to the Angry Birds movie. It's second one of those animated with a lot of celebrity voices. But for adults this weekend, I'm recommending the movie The Kitchen, if you like gangster movies, that is, and if you like Melissa McCarthy, Elizabeth Moss, Tiffany Haddish, not doing a comic role here. There are three women. They're carrying on the gangster business while their husbands are in jail, set in Hell's Kitchen in the 1970s. So that looks like a good R-rated gangster movie.
Well, that does sound good. You know, laying down the law.
If you're a horror movie fan, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, based on a series of books produced and written by Guillermo del Toro, who knows how to make weird movies and scary ones. And this is your classic haunted house movie with a disposable cast. So it will be interesting to see who makes it to the end in Scary Stories.
With a disposable cast. That's funny.
No big stars.
Use once, throw away. I got it. Anything else?
One more. Brian Banks. True story of a young man who was an All-American high school football player, convicted of a crime he didn't commit, lost the years. He could have been playing pro football or college football. And this is his sort of a redemption story. Greg Kinnear plays the lawyer who's trying to clear his name. Aldis Hodge playing the title character. So a good, a true sports drama this weekend, too, with Brian Banks.
There you go. And I was shocked to see that the Lion King was not king for 3 weeks, but only two. Short-lived, but big money in the end, right?
Oh, yeah. They're going to make $500 million domestic and already over $1 billion worldwide. But, yeah, Fast and Furious, Hobbs and Shaw, another one of those movies that didn't quite make the projected number. But, hey, they'll take $60 million domestic, $120 million worldwide. They're already up close to $200 million in worldwide box office. That's okay.
Yeah, they'll pay their bills. They'll be all right. All right, if I want to go to a movie, I get the app. Is that the right thing to do?
Oh, my gosh, that's the best way to do it. Celebration Cinema app, download that, baby. Website, celebrationcinema.com. We're about a month away from a new website launch. I can't wait to tell you all about that in a few weeks. So in the meantime, check out one of our great movies.
I'm all on Twitter, Ron. I'm all aflood. Anyhow, where will we find you?
See you at the movie, Steve.
There he is, Ron Van Timmer, out the door. It's the Steve Gruber Show.